Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Third week, knowledge of Jesus Christ, invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. Third week, knowledge of Jesus Christ, day 2. A reading from the first letter of St. John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we saw it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing this, that our joy may be complete. From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. Time does not permit me to linger here and elaborate on the perfections and wonders of the mystery of Jesus living and reigning in Mary, or the incarnation of the Word. I shall confine myself to the following brief remarks. The incarnation is the first mystery of Jesus Christ. It is the most hidden, and it is the most exalted and the least known. It was in this mystery that Jesus, in the womb of Mary, and with her cooperation, chose all the elect. For this reason, the saints call her womb, the throne room of God's mysteries. It was in this mystery that Jesus anticipated all subsequent mysteries of his life, by his willing acceptance of them. Consequently, this mystery is a summary of all his mysteries, since it contains the intention and the grace of them all. Lastly, this mystery is the seat of mercy, the liberality and the glory of God. It is the seat of his mercy for us, since we can approach and speak to Jesus through Mary. We need her intervention to see or speak to him. Here, ever responsive to the prayer of his mother, Jesus unfailingly grants grace and mercy to all poor sinners. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace. It is the seat of liberality for Mary, because while the new Adam dwelt in this truly earthly paradise, God performed there so many hidden marvels beyond the understanding of men and angels. For this reason, the saints call Mary the magnificence of God, as if God showed his magnificence only in Mary. It is the seat of glory to his Father, because it was in Mary that Jesus perfectly atoned to his Father on behalf of mankind. It was here that he perfectly restored the glory that sin had taken from his Father. It was here that our Lord, by the sacrifice of himself and of his will, gave more glory to God than he would have given had he suffered all of the sacrifices of the old law. Finally, in Mary, he gave his Father infinite glory, such as his Father had never received from man. Third week, closing prayer. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen.